From Storyflow, this is your daily audio brief for June 25th. It's Riley, June 25th. 10 stories from overnight sourcing first, takes second. Let's get into it. First, from InfoWorld, Anthropic's Claude Tag aims to turn workplace AI from a personal assistant into a teammate. Claude Tag is Anthropic's latest attempt at getting Claude out of your DMs and into your team's Slack channels. AI assistants are increasingly showing up in the workplace to perform research, coding, writing, and analysis, but the results of those interactions typically remains tied to individual conversations rather than being shared across projects and teams. That limitation is what Anthropic is addressing with Claude Tag, a new Slack channel-based experience for its enterprise and team customers, designed to give them a shared AI collaborator that retains context across conversations and participates in work with multiple employees. Tag will replace Anthropic's previous attempt at this. Claude in Slack would only interact with one person, although its responses were visible to all in a channel and its context was limited to the last 20 messages in a channel. Claude Tag has a much larger context and can be asked to complete tasks on its own, returning with results and a log of how it completed the task for review. It can also schedule follow-up work for itself, enabling projects to continue over hours or days without constant prompting, Anthropic said. Tag also has an ambient mode. When this is enabled, it proactively surfaces relevant information from other channels and connected tools, notifying teams about updates that may be important and following up on unresolved discussions or tasks, the company said. These features could act as an immediate productivity enhancer for enterprises by reducing coordination overhead and improving collaboration across engineering, developer, and business teams, analysts said. The biggest benefit for enterprises is the reduction in time spent finding information and rebuilding context across AI interactions, according to Parik Jain, principal analyst at Parik Consulting. Because Claude remembers what's been said across channels, it acts like shared team memory, so no one has to repeat context or hold endless catch-up meetings. For engineering teams, Claude Tag will help reduce time spent on debugging through fragmented Slack discussions, summarizing long incident threads, pulling context across repos, tickets, and logs, and documenting decisions after the fact, Gina said, while for business teams, it could enable fast R decision-making from thread summaries while reducing follow-ups in cross-functional work. That reduction in coordination overhead, according to Anit Gina, AI development manager at IT consulting firm Canerica, could deliver productivity gains that go well beyond the incremental improvements associated with traditional AI assistants. Sohail Dev Majumdar, principal analyst at Gartner, though, sees greater benefits than mere productivity gains, particularly for CIOs and other technology leaders. On that last point, though, he warned that CIOs will need to change how they measure ROI for collaborative AI systems compared to traditional AI assistants. ROI measurement must go beyond license counts, focusing on both hard metrics like time savings and error reduction, and soft metrics, such as employee satisfaction and innovation. The new offering reflects growing demand among enterprises for AI systems that can work across teams, retain organizational context, participate more actively in day-to-day workflows, and generate more measurable return on investment, he said. Gina said CIOs will also need to reconsider auditability and governance around Tag, as it can access context, data, and tools outside individual user boundaries and influence downstream systems. CIOs should rethink who can assign tasks to AI agents, what data channel-level agent can access, how AI-generated outputs are reviewed and approved, how long conversational memory should persist, and how compliance logs map to AI actions, Gina said. With this in mind, Anthropic is shipping controls that will enable system administrators to filter access to data, tools, and Slack channels along with spending limits. These controls, the company said, will also enable administrators to create separate Claude instances for different teams, with each instance limited to the channels and information assigned to it. To encourage adoption, Anthropic is offering a one-time pool of launch credits to eligible organizations, enabling employees to experiment with the service before it begins consuming their regular usage allocation. Eligible Claude Enterprise customers will receive $25,000 in promotional credits, while qualifying Claude team customers with at least 10 paid seats will receive credits worth $2,500, the company said. The credits can be used only for Claude Tag interactions in Slack channels and will remain valid through September 1, 2026. Tag will replace Claude in Slack on August 3, 2026, or administrators can opt in early in the next 30 days. Next, second, from Computer World, Anthropic's Claude Tag aims to turn workplace AI from a personal assistant into a teammate. Claude Tag is Anthropic's latest attempt at getting Claude out of your DMs and into your team's Slack channels. AI assistants are increasingly showing up in the workplace to perform research, coding, writing, and analysis, but the results of those interactions typically remains tied to individual conversations rather than being shared across projects and teams. That limitation is what Anthropic is addressing with Claude Tag, a new Slack channel-based experience for its enterprise and team customers, designed to give them a shared AI collaborator that retains context across conversations and participates in work with multiple employees. Tag will replace Anthropic's previous attempt at this. Claude in Slack would only interact with one person, although its responses were visible to all in a channel and its context was limited to the last 20 messages in a channel. Claude Tag has a much larger context and can be asked to complete tasks on its own, returning with results and a log of how it completed the task for review. It can also schedule follow-up work for itself, enabling projects to continue over hours or days without constant prompting, Anthropic said. Tag also has an ambient mode. When this is enabled, it proactively surfaces relevant information from other channels and connected tools, notifying teams about updates that may be important and following up on unresolved discussions or tasks, the company said. These features could act as an immediate productivity enhancer for enterprises by reducing coordination overhead and improving collaboration across engineering, developer, and business teams, analysts said. The biggest benefit for enterprises is the reduction in time spent finding information and rebuilding context across AI interactions, according to Parik Jain, principal analyst at Parik Consulting. Because Claude remembers what's been said across channels, it acts like shared team memory, so no one has to repeat context or hold endless catch-up meetings. For engineering teams, Claude Tag will help reduce time spent on debugging through fragmented Slack discussions, summarizing long incident threads, pulling context across repos, tickets, and logs, and documenting decisions after the fact, Gina said, while for business teams, it could enable fast AI decision-making from thread summaries while reducing follow-ups in cross-functional work. That reduction in coordination overhead, according to Amit Gina, AI development manager at IT consulting firm Canerica, could deliver productivity gains that go well beyond the incremental improvements associated with traditional AI assistants. Sohail Dev Majumdar, principal analyst at Gartner, though, sees greater benefits than mere productivity gains, particularly for CIOs and other technology leaders. On that last point, though, he warned that CIOs will need to change how they measure ROI for collaborative AI systems compared to traditional AI assistants. ROI measurement must go beyond license counts, focusing on both hard metrics like time savings and error reduction, and soft metrics, such as employee satisfaction and innovation. The new offering reflects growing demand among enterprises for AI systems that can work across teams, retain organizational context, participate more actively in day-to-day workflows, and generate more measurable return on investment, he said. Gina said CIOs will also need to reconsider auditability and governance around Tag, as it can access context, data, and tools outside individual user boundaries and influence downstream systems. CIOs should rethink who can assign tasks to AI agents, what data channel-level agent can access, how AI-generated outputs are reviewed and approved, how long conversational memory should persist, and how compliance logs map to AI actions, Gina said. With this in mind, Anthropic is shipping controls that will enable system administrators to filter access to data, tools, and Slack channels along with spending limits. These controls, the company said, will also enable administrators to create separate Claude instances for different teams, with each instance limited to the channels and information assigned to it. To encourage adoption, Anthropic is offering a one-time pool of launch credits to eligible organizations, enabling employees to experiment with the service before it begins consuming their regular usage allocation. Eligible Claude Enterprise customers will receive $25,000 in promotional credits, while qualifying Claude Team customers with at least 10 paid seats will receive credits worth $2,500, the company said. The credits can be used only for Claude Tag interactions in Slack channels and will remain valid through September 1, 2026. Tag will replace Claude in Slack on August 3, 2026, or administrators can opt in early in the next 30 days. Up next, third, from CIO, Anthropic's Claude Tag aims to turn workplace AI from a personal assistant into a teammate. Claude Tag is Anthropic's latest attempt at getting Claude out of your DMs and into your team's Slack channels. AI assistants are increasingly showing up in the workplace to perform research, coding, writing, and analysis, but the results of those interactions typically remains tied to individual conversations rather than being shared across projects and teams. That limitation is what Anthropic is addressing with Claude Tag, a new Slack channel-based experience for its enterprise and team customers, designed to give them a shared eye collaborator that retains context across conversations and participates in work with multiple employees. Tag will replace Anthropic's previous attempt at this. Claude in Slack would only interact with one person, although its responses were visible to all in a channel and its context was limited to the last 20 messages in a channel. Claude Tag has a much larger context and can be asked to complete tasks on its own, returning with results and a log of how it completed the task for review. It can also schedule follow-up work for itself, enabling projects to continue over hours or days without constant prompting, Anthropic said. Tag also has an ambient mode. When this is enabled, it proactively surfaces relevant information from other channels and connected tools, notifying teams about updates that may be important and following up on unresolved discussions or tasks, the company said. These features could act as an immediate productivity enhancer for enterprises by reducing coordination overhead and improving collaboration across engineering, developer, and business teams, analysts said. The biggest benefit for enterprises is the reduction in time spent finding information and rebuilding context across AI interactions, according to Parik Jain, principal analyst at Parik Consulting. Because Claude remembers what's been said across channels, it acts like shared team memory, so no one has to repeat context or hold endless catch-up meetings. For engineering teams, Claude Tag will help reduce time spent on debugging through fragmented Slack discussions, summarizing long incident threads, pulling context across repos, tickets, and logs, and documenting decisions after the fact, Gina said, while for business teams, it could enable fast, our decision-making from thread summaries while reducing follow-ups in cross-functional work. That reduction in coordination overhead, according to Amit Gina, AI development manager at IT consulting firm Canerica, could deliver productivity gains that go well beyond the incremental improvements associated with traditional AI assistants. Sohail Dev Majumdar, principal analyst at Gartner, though, sees greater benefits than mere productivity gains, particularly for CIOs and other technology leaders. On that last point, though, he warned that CIOs will need to change how they measure ROI for collaborative AI systems compared to traditional AI assistants. ROI measurement must go beyond license counts, focusing on both hard metrics like time savings and error reduction, and soft metrics, such as employee satisfaction and innovation. The new offering reflects growing demand among enterprises for AI systems that can work across teams, retain organizational context, participate more actively in day-to-day workflows, and generate more measurable return on investment, he said. Gina said CIOs will also need to reconsider auditability and governance around Tag, as it can access context, data, and tools outside individual user boundaries and influence downstream systems. CIOs should rethink who can assign tasks to AI agents, what data channel-level agent can access, how AI-generated outputs are reviewed and approved, how long conversational memory should persist, and how compliance logs map to AI actions, Gina said. With this in mind, Anthropic is shipping controls that will enable system administrators to filter access to data, tools, and Slack channels along with spending limits. These controls, the company said, will also enable administrators to create separate Claude instances for different teams, with each instance limited to the channels and information assigned to it. To encourage adoption, Anthropic is offering a one-time pool of launch credits to eligible organizations, enabling employees to experiment with the service before it begins consuming their regular usage allocation. Eligible Claude Enterprise customers will receive $25,000 in promotional credits, while qualifying Claude Team customers with at least 10 paid seats will receive credits worth $2,500, the company said. The credits can be used only for Claude Tag interactions in Slack channels and will remain valid through September 1, 2026. Tag will replace Claude in Slack on August 3, 2026, or administrators can opt in early in the next 30 days. And then, fourth, from Bloomberg Top, Apollo caps private credit fund after 17% request to exit. Bloomberg's Olivia Fishlow joins Danny Berger on Bloomberg Deals. Apollo is once again limiting withdrawal requests from its largest non-traded private credit fund for retail investors, as broader concerns about the asset class persist. Source, Bloomberg. Next, fifth, from the Daily Upside. Apollo caps private credit fund withdrawals after requests near 17%. After spending years on the waiting list for access to the private credit market, retail investors now keep running for the exits. Apollo Global Management is capping withdrawals from its Apollo Debt Solutions private credit fund at 5% after investors asked to yank 16.8% of their shares, according to a recent shareholder letter filed with the Securities and Exchange Commission. That's up from around 11% that investors asked to withdraw in the previous quarter. The firm estimates that gross outflows from Apollo Debt Solutions, which has around $25 billion in assets, will be roughly $700 million for the quarter, compared with just $300 million of inflows. Redemption caps continue. It's not Apollo's first redemption capping rodeo. Last quarter, it also curbed redemptions at 5%. The spike in redemptions for Apollo is just the latest sign that investors are stressed out about the quality of some illiquid private debt products, which promise everyday investors access to a slice of the market long reserved for pensions and other institutional investors. A main concern is that private credit markets are lending too much to software companies, which are ripe for AI disruption. Apollo is far from the only firm trying to stop investors from walking out. Earlier this month, Cliffwater limited redemptions from its private credit fund to 5% of outstanding shares after investors requested to withdraw 17%. Switzerland's Partners Group did the same at its flagship private equity fund as redemption requests hit 9.8%. BlackRock also set a 5% redemption cap this month after investors attempted to pull 13% from its HPS corporate lending fund. No SVB here. The Apollo Debt Solutions Fund has still returned 8.13% since its launch in 2022. At a conference earlier this month, John Zito, co-president of Apollo Asset Management, said that retail-focused private credit market funds were performing as designed, according to the Financial Times. The nice thing is no matter how much you've attacked the private debt business, there's been no run. There's been no SVB, he said, referring to the 2023 collapse of Silicon Valley Bank. There's been no financial institution failing. The structure is right. The post-Apollo Caps private credit fund withdrawals after requests near 17% appeared first on the Daily Upside. Up next, 6th, from the Daily Upside. Apollo Caps private credit fund withdrawals after requests near 17%. After spending years on the waiting list for access to the private credit market, retail investors now keep running for the exits. Apollo Global Management is capping withdrawals from its Apollo Debt Solutions private credit fund at 5% after investors asked to yank 16.8% of their shares, according to a recent shareholder letter filed with the Securities and Exchange Commission. That's up from around 11% that investors asked to withdraw in the previous quarter. The firm estimates that gross outflows from Apollo Debt Solutions, which has around $25 billion in assets, will be roughly $700 million for the quarter, compared with just $300 million of inflows. Redemption caps continue. It's not Apollo's first redemption capping rodeo. Last quarter, it also curbed redemptions at 5%. The spike in redemptions for Apollo is just the latest sign that investors are stressed out about the quality of semi-liquid private debt products, which promise everyday investors access to a slice of the market long reserved for pensions and other institutional investors. A main concern is that private credit markets are lending too much to software companies, which are ripe for AI disruption. Apollo is far from the only firm trying to stop investors from walking out. Earlier this month, Cliffwater limited redemptions from its private credit fund to 5% of outstanding shares after investors requested to withdraw 17%. Switzerland's Partners Group did the same at its flagship private equity fund as redemption requests hit 9.8%. BlackRock also set a 5% redemption cap this month after investors attempted to pull 13% from its HPS corporate lending fund. No SVB here. The Apollo Debt Solutions Fund has still returned 8.13% since its launch in 2022. At a conference earlier this month, John Zito, co-president of Apollo Asset Management, said that retail-focused private credit market funds were performing as designed, according to the Financial Times. The nice thing is no matter how much you've attacked the private debt business, there's been no run. There's been no SVB, he said, referring to the 2023 collapse of Silicon Valley Bank. There's been no financial institution failing. The structure is right. The post-Apollo Caps private credit fund withdrawals after requests near 17% appeared first on the Daily Upside. And then, 7th, from Storyflow Comedy, Wit on Comedy, June 24th. From Storyflow, this is your daily audio brief for June 24th. Wit here, June 24th. The Comedy Desk 7 sets, sketches, and stunts worth your 8 minutes. Let's get into it. First, from the Hard Times. White House physician: Trump's narcolepsy normal for a healthy octogenarian pedophile. The White House physician, Captain Sean Barbarella, dismissed recent videos of President Trump dozing off in the Oval Office and at a basketball game as nothing to worry about, framing the behavior as typical for a healthy octogenarian who also happens to be a convicted sexual offender. Next, 8th, from Storyflow AI, Theo on AI, June 24th. From Storyflow, this is your daily audio brief for June 24th. Theo here, June 24th, Tech Desk. Five stories from the last 24 hours. Here's where I'd start. Let's get into it. First, from iNews, Anthropic drops workplace AI agents directly inside Slack. Anthropic launched a beta version of its Claude tag feature for enterprise and team tiers, shifting its chat model into shared Slack channels. Up next. Ninth, from Storyflow Parenting, Iris on Parenting, June 24th. From Storyflow, this is your daily audio brief for June 24th. Iris, June 24th. The morning read 10 things in health worth the 8 minutes. Let's get into it. First, from Siesta Surf Zine, the Siesta Surf Zine, June 23rd. Well, we launched our twice-yearly sale today on the same day as Amazon Prime Day. And then, 10th, from Storyflow Sports, Brock on Sports, June 24th. From Storyflow, this is your daily audio brief for June 24th. Brock, June 24th. Five from the leagues. Here's where I'd start. Let's get into it. First, from Awful Announcing, Gianni Infantino denies profit motive for hydration breaks. There is no additional revenue. FIFA president Gianni Infantino isn't exactly known for his ability to be forthcoming, and he did himself no favors on Tuesday evening when discussing the highly criticized decision to include hydration breaks in each match of this World Cup. Infantino has long claimed the decision to introduce hydration breaks was done faux. That's the day.